The Biyana Rebbe used to say that Parshas Vayechi is a parsha of chizik. It's a parsha that gives us much strength moving forward. He says, the parsha says, V'yischazek Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael got stronger. Parshas Vayechi is Shabbos Chazak. It's the parsha where we're going to say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nischazek, because we're going to be finishing learning Seder Bereishis. The Haftarah is V'chazakta V'yisolish. So Parshas Vayechi is a parsha of chizik, a parsha that gives us the strength to move forward. And many Mefarshim I saw explained that what is the pasuk that in this week's parsha that helps us understand and prepare ourselves is the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu tells his children, he also gathered together ve'agidu lachem, and I will tell you as shikra eschem b'achas hayomim, what's going to happen as Klal Yisrael, what happens at the end of days. Says the Sefer Ber Moshe, the way to understand this pasuk is that everyone in life experiences every day, every moment actually has new experiences. And that's what life is all about. The experiences that Klal Yisrael go through are of an entirely different nature. The experiences that Klal Yisrael go through represent experiences that affect the entire world. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was telling his children. The future of the world depends on the way you will live. Just like he said, when Klal Yisrael went, when Yosef was sold, it wasn't an experience that just affected Yosef. It was an experience that affected the future of the world. It began the Golus Mitzrayim, our exile in Mitzrayim, which ultimately led to the Yeshua of our being able to get out of Mitzrayim, for becoming Am Yisrael, for becoming the Am HaNifcha, the chosen nation. When something happens to Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu told us, "Ashiyikra eschem ba'achras hayomim." What's going to happen at the end of days? Because your behavior influences and affects the entire world. One of the things we find in this week's parasha is the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gives Yosef and his children. And he tells them, B'chol Yivarach Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will be benched by mentioning, Leima Yisimcha Elohim Kefraim and Kemenashe. Everybody should be like, all of our children should be like Ephraim and Menashe. V'yosem is Ephraim with name Menashe. And Ephraim's name comes before Menashe, even though Ephraim is the younger brother. And we know Yosef right away pointed that out to his father. Why are you giving the bracha to the younger son before you give it to the older son? And the Ben Moshe says the reason he did so is because of the names, what Ephraim and Manasseh represent. Ephraim is Kineshan Elakim as Kol HaMolai. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, help me forget all of my problems, all of my tzoris. And Ephraim represents Kilflani Elakim Beretz Ani. I was able to multiply even in a time and a place of danger. Says the Ber Moshe. A person, the Gemara says, in Masechta Tainus, Daf Ches Amabez. B'Rei Rav Shmuel Ban Nachmeni, in the time of Rav Shmuel Ban Nachmeni, have a kafna. They were suffering from hunger. U'musna, there was a pandemic. People were passing away. Amra Hechi Neved, what should we do? So, of course, what a Jew does in a time of tzara is Nabai Rachme, we daven. But to daven for both, Layefsha, to daven for two things, we're not supposed to do. Nabai Rachme, so he said they should daven a kafna. They should daven for the issue of the hunger. Most interesting, isn't death, isn't the pandemic more of a concern than the hunger? So the Gemara says, the Kiyav Rachmana Saiva, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring food to the world, l'chayyudiyav, who's he going to bring that food to? Only to living people. As the Pasuk says, p'seiches yudecho u'mazbi l'chol chay ratzoyim. So we see from here that when a Jew davens, what should he daven for? He should daven for bracha. He should daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring bracha to his life. And if there will be bracha in our lives, that will immediately end any klol in our life. And actually, it's something that we say every Shabbos when we say Nishmas. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Barav Zantanu or Besavaka Kaltanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give us sustenance, you give us panasa, you give us a livelihood in the most generous way. And only afterwards do we say Mecheref HaTzaltanu U'medevel HaTzaltanu, that you save us from all types of bad consequences. Again, we're supposed to focus on the positive first. If we focus first on the positive, the negative will go away. And that's why he says, the Gemara says, if there's somebody who unfortunately has something bad happening to him, Yetzalei Tzal Chochem, he should go to a Chochem, V'yivakish Rachmim. A Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Zaf Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph. And the question is, why is it to the Chochem that you go? Well, maybe you should go to a Tzaddik. What's the Chochem? But the Chochem is the one that knows how we are supposed to daven. And he's the one that's going to tell us what comes first and what comes second. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef. The Ephraim, the davening for the positive, comes before the Menashe for davening that the negative should go away. And that attitude of how we're supposed to look at what happens to us is also included in the bracha, in the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu said. Yaakov Avinu said, "Hamalach ha'goyel oisim mikol ro, yivarech es ha'na'orin." And the Satmar Rebbe once had a speech, very powerful message. He was speaking to survivors of the Holocaust. And he said, there were so many of our relatives and our friends and our neighbors all perished in the Holocaust, Al Kiddush Hashem. And we survived. If we survived the Holocaust, if we are the individuals who are Malach HaGoyloisei, that the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved, then our Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we need to know that we were saved and we are here for a purpose. The purpose is Yivarech Es HaNa'orim, to be able to raise families, to bring up our Na'orim, to bring up our young men, our young families, our children, our sons and daughters, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hifrani, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that bracha to us, it's here for a purpose. And Yaakov Avinu tells Klal Yisrael, if we live this way, then we will make a difference for Achras HaYomim. But not only will we be zoicha to Achras HaYomim, but the Tver Shlomo says, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mashreini Achrecha V'narutza. It says, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra and Masechta Baba Metzia discusses kinyonim, discusses a way somebody could take ownership over something. And the Gemara says there are two ways of taking ownership of an animal. One is hikisha b'makel. One is to hit it, and because you hit it, the animal moved. That shows ownership on the animal. And the other way is korav yihibo. You call the animal, and the animal comes towards you. And because you called it and it came towards you, that is the way of showing ownership. Says the Tveris Shlomo, Yaakov Avinu told his children, there's going to be a time before Mashiach, there'll be a time that Klal Yisrael is going to be right on the cusp of Yeshua, right next to being saved, to having the wonderful Mashiach arrive. But how will we become Hashem's again when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us the Mashiach? And Yaakov said, it should not be in a way of Hikisha B'maka, that we're going to get hit, and that causes us to become Hashem's nation. Asher Yikra Eschem, we should be zeichet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call us. Kara v'hiba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us and we come close to him. That's the way, Asher Yikra, we will be called and be brought close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach comes. But Yaakov Avinu also says, and we know the Medrash says on this pasuk, Yaakov wanted to tell them where Mashiach is coming, and then he forgot. Why did he forget? Because we know that Mashiach could come either be'itai or be'chishana. Be'itai means that there's a prescribed time by when Mashiach must come. And a chishana represents that it'll come even before the prescribed time if we are worthy that Mashiach should come. Because Yaakov Legalis is a Kates, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them when Mashiach is coming, and he wanted to tell them the date, the be'ito, when Mashiach is coming. But says the Medrash, V'nista mimenu, Yaakov Avinu was told, don't say that date, because we live and believe that we will not have to wait for the prescribed date when Mashiach comes. We're going to be zoichet hachishana. We're going to be zoichet that through the way we live and the way we behave and the way we act towards each other and towards Hashem, we will be zoichet that the Mashiach will come meher b'yameinu achak aloi b'chol yom shiyovai.